This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Wednesday. That means Jess and Mitch are here with you this morning. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Jessica. How are you doing?
I'm great. I sound very well. Thank you. And I feel much the same. Hey, what's up for today?
Well, it's sales time in retail, and I'm a bit confused by the language people use.
Okay, sure. I've had a fun visit with my parents.
Oh, yeah. And later on, a couch on fire, Mr. Ed, a job interview, and Florida Man. All in one bloody show.
Oh, man. So good. Up next, though, if you're easily upset by surprise gorillas... You might want to block your ears.
Joy 94.9.
Now, Jess, I want to set a bit of a scene for you.
Okay, I love a scene set.
So imagine you're at home with your housemate.
Uh-huh.
And you may be having a cup of tea or maybe some tofu or some crunchy granola.
Oh,
I'm not
man.
Quite sure what
all
you...
All the things that we do.
All the the normal things.
Yep.
And suddenly, in a period of silence between the two of you, there's a very loud bang.
Uh-oh.
And then through the apartment storms a gorilla... Who runs into as many things as he can and then runs out again. What is...
He can.
Yes.
So he's running into them on purpose.
Purposefully destroying your things, bits. What's your first thought there, Jessica?
In the area of Melbourne that I live in, I'd be like, okay.
Okay.
That's just one of the locals. I'd probably just be a little bit concerned, to be honest.
Well, this
frightened.
Is, yep. All valid. This is what has now happened twice in Idaho. Someone has taken to dressing up as a gorilla. Now, presumably dressing up. Show me the costume first and then I'll eliminate the possibility that it's an actual gorilla.
Yeah, sure.
And they storm through someone's apartment, breaking as many things as possible before exiting again, all in a matter of seconds.
Wow. How are they getting in?
That's
front door, maybe? Yeah.
Climbing up things. I mean, who is a gorilla after all?
Sure.
The police sketch artist didn't take long putting together that little Picasso, did they? But these are troubling times. Gorillas parading about in apartments. They're just monkeying around, Jess.
Stop it.
Hey? Someone's going ape. Hey? It's driving me bananas. I stop at three puns. That's my cutoff.
That's enough.
That's totally my cutoff. Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, Mitch.
Hello, Jess.
I've only, as you know, because you're a very good friend of mine and have been for many years now, I've only recently moved out of home.
True.
Only a few months ago.
I agree.
You agree. And it's been a pretty smooth transition so far. I think I was away a lot this year. Like I was, as our listeners may notice, I was barely here. I was gone for about 3 months on and off.
It's Jess, right?
Yeah. Jess and Mitch. Come on. Right. So I was away a lot. So I think that kind of prepared my parents for the transition into being empty nesters.
Sure.
So they're doing fine. I'm doing very well. Like I'm stoked. But one thing I've noticed is the change in the relationship. Like, for example, Mum came over the other day and we just had a cuppa in the courtyard and it was really lovely. And
then
she texted me later and was like, it was really nice to visit you. I was like, yeah, Mum, come around anytime. But the other thing that I've noticed is that I always leave their house with more stuff than I arrived with.
Okay.
Do you get this at all?
Like care packages and stuff.
Yeah. All sorts of random bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Like initially to start, of course, like it was stuff that I maybe hadn't fully packed when I moved.
Yeah.
Just little extras and stuff like that.
Sure.
But I always come home from visit carrying bags of stuff that I didn't know I needed. I've compiled a list of things my parents have sent me home
with. Great. Go.
A week's worth of veggie risotto. 3 sets of bed sheets.
Sure, yeah.
Two tiny ramekins, because I said I didn't have anything to put tomato sauce in. A vase, because you'd given me a bunch of flowers and I had nothing to put them in. A container of apple and cinnamon muffins.
Right.
2 workout DVDs.
Great.
A yoga mat. Some weights. A clean car. I arrived once and within 10 minutes Dad had cleaned my car. 6 pot plants and counting.
Great.
Extra towels, picture frames, a renewed sense of self, the kitchen sink, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And it is coming up to the most wonderful time of year unless you work in retail.
Aha! Uh-huh.
As I have done for like 10 years and I'm...
Yeah, I had a bit of it.
Yeah, it's so great.
It's pretty good. It's
so
the best.
Fun.
But no, we are fast approaching Christmas and I'm always fascinated by the wording that shops use to try and lure you into the shop.
Yeah, sure.
So there's this sense of urgency
yeah.
about everything. Like, tomorrow will never happen.
Yeah.
And I caught a sign that actually said, year-end beading blowout sale.
Beading?
Beading. So it's in its defense, it was about beads.
Sure.
But to why is it, why are you blowing out beads? Like, it's a... I don't feel it's worthy of a...
Oh, no, it got to the end of the year and I didn't buy all those beads I needed.
I hope there's some blowout sale. I need to blow out some beads. year-end beading blowout
beading
sale.
Blowout.
The word blowout I find generally quite disgusting.
It's a visceral word.
It is very. And it always sounds like this dangerous, disgusting threat to your safety, but all in the name of low prices. And yeah. And so what about a disgusting actually hang on, I want to do this with warehouse music.
Okay.
So
sure.
So it's a disgusting explosion sale. So it's a disgusting explosion sale. It makes me so sick. I'm going to vomit. I'm so disgusted with myself that I'm slashing prices. They're absolutely festering. $5.99. Gross. $2.99. Yuck. Springvale Road, Nunawading. And so like this is kind of like we've got the sense of urgency. It's also disgusting, and I just feel like that's what every ad is.
You missed your calling in life.
I don't even know what my business would be, but I think it'd be very successful.
Joy 94.9.
Mitch, you're looking very rugged and lumberjacky today.
Thank you.
I think it's the facial hair.
You, I'm sure you have clearly just in that sentence noticed that I am avec beard.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I want to just highlight a stupid thing that my hair does, all of my hair.
Sure.
So you can see this. I need to describe it to the listeners.
Yep.
My conundrum is I've got brown and white hair on my head.
Sure.
Right? Red hair on my beard.
Sure.
And black hair on my pubes.
Okay. I don't know why you had to.
Well, had no, to I'm just explain. I'm just this weird hair rainbow.
Okay.
At the moment.
That's nice.
And that's admittedly I did bleach my own hair, which is causing the partial white, but I have created like this. I don't know if I'm really getting away with it. That's my.
You don't all match.
Yeah.
You're very fair eyebrows.
Really? Oh, and there's like this blonde tuft of hair on my lower back that's not connected to anything. It's like there's an island of hair. And while we're at it, I've got like a couple of.
I don't know why we are at
I've
it.
I've got a couple of tufts of hair in between my nips that looks like I'm a child trying to be an adult.
Sure, okay. Like you've stuck hair to you?
Yeah. It looks like I've stuck hair to my own body.
Great.
It's ridiculous.
Nah, it's cool.
And my nip hair grows,
okay, right.
and I can braid it unless I shave
okay,
it.
That's all right. That's enough.
What's going on with my body?
You're prematurely an old man. Is what's happening.
Is that an old man thing?
I don't know. Probably.
Just bits of hair everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not even consistent.
No, but it's when the hair starts to grow in different, like when you get it on the top of your shoulders and stuff. And then ears
right.
And nose hairs.
Sure.
That's when it's all
fine.
That's when it's happening.
I guess I'm just going to dive into a bathtub filled with hair removal cream and be done with it all.
I think that's probably for the best, yeah.
Hey, yeah, coming up later on, we're going to have some Florida Man. That's exciting.
Yes, our favourite. We're also going to be talking about job interviews.
Oh, and there's a couch on fire as well.
And a burrito.
And door-to-door candy. Oh, my God, there's just so much.
So
I can't
much
deal
happening
with it.
After the news. Oh, my God. Hey, following on from last week's burrito outrage.
Yes.
Over a burrito that was too filling.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
What an issue to have. This week, the same burrito chain in the US has been the victim of a very strange crime.
Okay,
so a man entered the restaurant and he got in line, he ordered a burrito.
He would do that.
Yeah, that's
I'm
a normal thing
surprised.
To do. That's fine.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Sure.
A young lady served him. And when he approached the cash register, he said he had a gun in his sweatshirt,
ooh.
Opened a bag and demanded that the cashier put the money in it. Or put not the money, all of the money.
Yep.
So that's what the police were told. Now, the cashier got scared. She ran into the back room and didn't give him any money. She just kind of ran off. Smart decision.
Sure.
He then grabbed his bagged burrito and ran out the front door. So he got away with a $7 burrito.
That's, hey. It's profit.
Exactly. I mean, I know the saying goes, there's no such thing as a free lunch, but he sure found a way.
Joy 94.9.
Jess and Mitch here with you this morning. And coming up next, we've got a story about candy.
That's right. Door-to-door candy, to be precise. We had a visit at our work.
Okay. I'm interested. I'm in.
We'll see how it goes.
I can't wait to hear more about it.
Joy.
Hey, we're talking candy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sweets, confectionery, whatever you want to call it.
I'm missing you like candy.
Actually, I get criticised for calling it candy.
Yeah, we don't call it candy here.
Yeah, but I just like the word candy.
Candy's fun.
It's just a more enjoyable word to say.
Sure.
It's got nothing to do with the Americanization of oneself.
Sure, okay. You just like the word candy.
I do. The sound of it.
Sure.
Anyway, so there was a knock on my door at work yesterday, and it was a door-to-door salesman of confectionery.
Awesome.
Or candy. But not the brand name confectionery that was in the shops. It was one of those exclusive door-to-door only offers.
Oh, okay. Hello.
So, hello. Yeah, I will have some of that. So we let him do his spiel about supporting this smaller confectionery supplier, and he brings out the cardboard box of like thing of his, mm-hmm. all these wares, and... it's one of those honesty systems where you put the money in the box of the sweet and then they come later on and just take the box away once all the candy's been depleted.
Oh, one of those. I understand.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And so you know what the main confectionery item was, Jess?
Oh, no. What was it?
Dried pineapple. That's it. And it wasn't even just there as a quirky side offering. Nope. It was a centerpiece. A centerpiece of dried pineapple.
I wanted to do it again.
But it wasn't...
So, I mean, it would still be delicious.
No.
Okay.
The entire selection was fruit and nut based. Oh. No one wants that. If I'm going to take a box on, it'll be with food I should not be eating.
Absolutely.
And it was that kind of moment when someone comes at the door, offers you the thing that you think you want,
yep.
and then brings out the thing, and it's the total opposite of the thing that you want.
So when he comes back to pick up that box...
No, well, we didn't take it.
Oh, good.
Because my colleague was standing with me at the time, and she didn't know how to end the conversation. She was immediately put off by the dried pineapple as well. I mean, who would be... And she just said, I'm just the temp here, goodbye, and shut
Very
the door.
Very good.
And that was... But it didn't really justify me just standing there like an idiot.
Like you looked so happy at first, and then as soon as he had pineapple, both temps.
He should have just said, is it because of the pineapple? Yes, of course it's because of the pineapple. Jeez.
You had some strawberries and cream, then we could talk. The lolly, not the fruit.
All the fruit. Well, yeah, whatever. Joy
94.9. Jess and Mitch here with you this fine Wednesday morning.
Yes. So, that's it, is it? That's it? You're done? No. Hey, just a reminder to everybody that today, Wednesday, November 30, is Computer Security Day.
Computer Security Day.
Yep. And so the holiday encourages people...
Holiday?
To secure their computers and personal information. Ask me how to celebrate.
Hey, Mitch, how can I celebrate Computer Security Day?
Change your password. You can update all your spyware.
Oh, no.
Or back up your files. What a solid day.
Back up your files.
Yeah. What a good day.
Sorry, boss. Not coming in today.
Yeah.
Got to back up my files.
It's a holiday after all.
It's a holiday. Please respect my need to celebrate said holiday.
Ugh. Idiocy.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hey, came across a story, bit of a whoopsie daisy. We love a whoopsie daisy here.
We certainly do.
It's only funny because everyone is fine.
Okay, great. It's good that you've prefaced that early.
A woman in Maryland has accidentally set her mobile home on fire when she used a lighter to try and find something under the couch.
Sorry, did you say mobile home?
Mobile home, like a caravan.
Oh, this is a mobile phone.
Home.
Yeah, okay.
Mobile home.
Home phone.
Okay, but then by interrupting, you ruined the rest of the sentence.
I was confused from the beginning.
A mobile home. A home on wheels.
Oh,
a caravan.
Sure. A caravan.
On fire.
Yeah.
Do you want me to mime it to you as well? Because she used a lighter to try and find something under the couch.
Right. Okay.
Mobile home.
She's, yeah.
Are we on board?
I've got this. I'm 100%.
Great.
Yeah.
There's a $20,000 mobile home and its contents completely lost. All gone because she used a lighter to try and find something under the couch. And then obviously that made the couch fire also.
Yeah. And then everything.
Everything fire. Oh, God. I mean, to be fair, it's unfortunate because she was just trying to be more energy efficient. I mean, sure, she could have turned on a light or even got a torch, but fire, that's the old school way of light, you know?
It is.
She also uses a flamethrower to make toast, cleans her dishes with acid, and stays warm at night with some handy sheets of asbestos. She's just trying to make her way through the world.
Good on her.
Joy 94.9.
Now, Jess, we're probably not old enough to have grown up with Mr. Ed.
We are not.
But it has, of course, been off air for 50 years.
Yeah, we're probably not old enough then.
Yeah, 66 is when it finished. But
Do you know how old we are, Mitch? we're probably not old enough. I'm not sure. No, we were not alive in the 60s.
My dad was 4.
Great.
David is waving in the booth. Yes, he was around. There you go.
Congratulations, David.
Well, especially relevant then, this one. Yes, the sitcom about the talking horse was back in the news because an evangelist in the US has discovered that the theme song contains satanic messages when played backwards.
Okay. So doesn't everything...
Yeah. Oh, and this is part of the thing, right? Mm. So every 20 or so years, someone brings this particular theme tune forward. It's kind of weird. And as an example of satanic messages, like, ha-ha, I found something this time.
Yeah, sure.
But you're just playing it backwards the same way. There's no other way to play it backwards. And so apparently there are people who dedicate their time to check to see if all songs contain hidden messaging when played backwards. So they just listen to songs backwards.
Wow.
And... This guy is a reverend. He admitted that he initially didn't hear anything, but when he kept playing it over and over in reverse, he eventually heard messaging.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just amuse me, if you will. So here's the original song, right?
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is, of course.
And this is reversed.
Satan.
Yeah, but like then I realised, no, you've got to investigate a little bit more, right? You just got to adjust some of the levels. Mm-hmm. And so then you get this. Like, that's quite weird, isn't it?
It's just
a little filter, yeah. And so then I started branching out, you know, like I got a taste for this paranormal investigation. So I stumbled upon this Kylie Minogue classic, Better the Devil You Know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that reversed is this. I mean, it's just bizarre.
So
and,
weird.
And we all know Love on Top, right? Right, but then check this out. When I play this one backwards, you get this. I mean, that one doesn't even make any sense.
No, that one's odd.
I mean, of all the secret messages to put into a song, I mean, she just really loves salad.
Joy 94.9.
Jess and Mitch here with you this morning. Had a couple of texts coming in about that last segment we did with the songs played backwards.
Indeed. We have Barbie Girl is Satan's work. You don't even have to play it backwards to hear it.
Yeah. In fact, it said all horse-related songs are the work of the devil. So it's interesting. Alan's also said now he's a little bit concerned about his own love of Caesar salad. What does this mean? I know.
Hey, big question.
We're all asking questions now.
Joy.
Hey, I found a whoopsie daisy.
Okay, great.
That seemed to be kind of crime related today, but that's okay. A Yokohama man was arrested on Monday after admitting he stole a company president's wallet during a job interview earlier in the month. Right, so he's suspected of stealing the wallet, which contained 50,000 yen in cash from the president's bag during the interview. It was at an elevator maintenance company, right?
Okay.
So the police think that he sort of took advantage of the easy access because the guy conducting the interview, the president, left the room briefly. So he just helps himself to his wallet. And it's like, it's awful, but it's kind of funny because he says, I wanted to work for the company, but since I haven't got a job, I needed money. So it's like, well, maybe you just do well in the interview and maybe try and get the job.
The
and
honest
then,
way.
And then he'll give you money for your work, right? I find it, like, it's kind of, like, it's sad, but it's also a little bit funny. What's great is that the guy, obviously, in the interview had included his contact details, including his address and phone number, when he submitted his resume. It's like, they have all of your details and know what you look like. And the president, like, the guy conducting the interview, is like, well, it was really only me in the office and this one person throughout the day. So that kind of narrows it down a little bit. But, you know, I can only think of two jobs where this would be a smart move in the interview.
Okay.
Number one, pickpocket, assuming they have job interviews.
Sure, sure.
Number two, magician.
Great.
I can't think of any other reason where, oh, is that my, that's my watch. You're hired.
Great job, everyone.
Joy.
In the meanwhile, a Indian politician has, let me take a step back there.
Okay.
I've dived too far in, Jess, and okay. I want to give you a bit more backstory. I need to address the nation. No, sure. I want to address the world.
Okay.
Right? I think a time when we collectively, as humans, are at our most vulnerable, it is when we're on the toilet.
Yeah.
Right? Anything could happen when we're on the toilet, Jess. Actually, remember that earthquake Melbourne had a few years ago?
Yeah.
Guess where I was?
On the toilet?
I was on the toilet. I could do nothing about it. Like, oh God. But I had to, it just,
you know,
yeah.
What can you do?
Anyway, now, an Indian politician has built a mansion with taxpayer money, including a bathroom that is 100% bulletproof. Just the bathroom, by the way.
Just so like the bathroom also acts as like a panic room, maybe?
Well,
wait, so the inside is bulletproof?
Okay.
The outside is bulletproof?
Now, he must also realize, like yours truly, that vulnerability is high in this instance, but just the toilet. I mean, how much time is he spending there? Perchance his bedroom is in need of some protection. Maybe he sleeps in his toilet. I just have so many questions.
Yeah.
Also, if someone wanted to harm him, how are they going to know his whereabouts within the house if they're on the outside? Also, how would they even be familiar with the layout of the house to open fire upon it? Also, why is it now public knowledge that the toilet is bulletproof? Surely out of all the places in the house, who's going to go after him in the toilet? He's unprotected in any other room in the house.
Yeah.
Like, what? Who would think, oh, I'm just going to go to the toilet. No one can possibly harm me there. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't seem like if you had to pick one room in the house to be bulletproof, also, why would you have to do that? But if you did, you wouldn't choose the bathroom, right?
It makes no sense.
Just put, instead of making the entire bathroom bulletproof, just put bulletproof windows
exactly
all around the house.
Exactly.
And then you, like, that's really, I don't understand.
It's not like anybody's going to wait until he's in the bathroom before they open fire upon him, even if he is in the house. Like, I just,
yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Ridiculous. Anyway, so I imagine this is like an episode of Grand Designs and this ridiculous argument unfolding over the logic of it all.
Yeah.
And just, you know, happening under budget and you
it's
know.
It's never under budget on Grand
it's
Designs.
Never, it's ridiculous.
Joy 94.9.
If you're on Joy 94.9 with Jess and Mitch, and we're talking job interviews after a story we found about a guy who stole the wallet of the president of the company who was interviewing him. Not
great.
The best move. Have you had any bad or any particularly amazing job interviews?
I had a bad one, but it was the interview itself was a trial at the store.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, so it was a toy shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I'd just given my resume to them, just door to door kind of thing. That was the level I was at. And they said, oh, okay, well, maybe just come in for a trial and we'll see how we go. Like, well, okay, fine, sure. I mean, I don't know how difficult it can be.
You don't generally do trials in retail. Like, you'll find that a lot in hospitality, but in retail, you don't often get that. So,
and so it
that's,
was.
That's already an alarm bell in my head.
Yeah, but it was 2 hours of him talking me through how all the toys worked.
Oh, no.
But it included, my favourite thing was, there was like a fraction set. There were fridge magnets, and there was like a that they're all the same size, but like the first one was just like one hole, and then there was underneath there was another one that was two halves and had a half on both of them, and then a third, it was all split up. It gives you an idea of relative fractions, sure, and stuff. And so he was describing this in such detail. It took about 5 minutes of him going through, and on the next one it's got two halves, so that means that together it's one whole. Like explaining just the concept of fractions to me.
Oh my god!
And like he got to like fifths, and I said, "Mate, I get it. It's fine." And then he got like annoyed at me because I'd cut him off during his fraction spiel, and then I wasn't asked back.
That's interesting.
On the basis of me getting angry, and I can't believe that was the reason. Well, I assume was the reason. I wasn't even paid for that either.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you paid for that? I had a similar thing in a cafe. Mm. I went in for a trial, and I'd worked in cafes before, so I could make coffee. So all I had to do was make the coffees, and she was kind of handling everything else. It was just this little run cafe, she was just one of those people who got super flustered by everything.
Right,
she was
okay.
used to working with her daughter, and I was sort of filling in, so she wasn't used to having to deal with another person.
Sure.
And like a regular customer came in and they chatted, and then the customer went and sat out the front. And then about 5 minutes later, the woman running the cafe is like, "Have you made Janet's latte yet?" And I was like, "What?" Because she hadn't written it down anywhere.
Who's Janet?
I'm like, "Who is Janet? What latte? You've not written that down for me to make." And then she's freaking out. I mean, while she's just making egg sandwiches behind me, I was like, "This place sucks." And also, she told me that because when you put the steam wand in milk, it sort of makes like a screeching noise for a sec. That's just the heat entering it.
Of course.
And she sort of said to me, "Oh, you can't." That tells the customers that a new person is making the coffee, like that you don't know what you're doing. And I was like, "No, actually, I think you'll find that's perfectly normal sound." And same thing.
Oh,
she did
dear.
Try to call me, but I missed the call.
Oh,
oh whoopsie.
Interesting. Did she have a wallet?
What could have.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, Jess, it's time for our favourite segments.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is time for a Florida man.
My favorite segment.
Hit me with your rhythm stick theme tune of news. Florida man attempts to cash $368 billion check.
No, I did not write this myself. It's written in crayon and it's printed off. It's just like a
bit of paper.
Yeah.
Napkin.
Ba, 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 ba.
Florida man survives lightning strike, comma, spider and snake bites.
What a day!
Yeah. Epic. God. He calls it just Tuesday. Sorry. Do go on.
Ba, 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 ba.
Florida man attacks fellow bus passenger over stinky yawn.
A stinky yawn? Gross.
What's he doing? What's all that about?
Again, the less we know, the better.
Yeah.
Ba, 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 ba.
Excessive prank phone calls lead to judge banning Florida man from pizza.
Banning him from pizza? Because he was pranking the pizza
Presumably.
Shop?
He's just
There's
not allowed.
There's got to be other pizza shops.
Yeah, he's not allowed any pizza.
Oh, that'd be the worst. In fact, that'd be worse for me than, like, don't put me in jail.
Yep.
I'll never learn. Take away my pizza. I'll be a new person.
Go.
Ba, 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 ba.
Florida shelter flooded after cat turned on tap.
In a way. What a clever cat.
He's done well.
Yeah.
He's done really well. And I've got one more for you.
Ba, 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 ba.
Florida man releases TV ad attacking woman who was mean to him at coffee shop.
I was clearly in line first.
Yeah, I wonder what's incensed him to that degree to produce an attack ad.
Yeah.
For a like non-political.
You'd have to make the ad.
Yeah.
Then pay for it to be aired on television.
Yeah. Karen is lame. And it's like it starts off with a photo of her, then dissolves to black and white, and then like a big red stamp over her face. Just says, lame. She cut me off.
Brilliant.
And so congratulations to Florida Man. He's done well this week.
He's done very well. He's, oh God, he just never disappoints.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. That's about all we have time for today.
We're done.
That's it for Wednesday morning.
We're going to get out of here. We're going to vacate, but stick around, everyone. Gordon's up next.
Gordon up next. There's heaps more happening on Joy throughout the day, of course, as there always is, because music never sleeps.
Okay, settle down. And David will be up with the news very shortly. Awesome. Look at him, he's over there. I see him. Hello, David. I got my eye on you, buddy.
He's nodding.
Yeah, he's waving. Oh. Little wave to his fans. Oh, okay. Hey. Anyway, that's just about it from us. So we'll see you next Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.